All right. Thanks for joining us, watching us, or tuning in, however you're finding us, either on the HRN News at 7 or maybe on social media or on the HealthyLife.net news channel, YouTube channel. I'm Jay Cruz, and joining me today is Randy Kritkowski, and this is our series with the Healthy Life radio hosts and going through some tips and solutions to kind of stay calm, positive, and focused during these challenging times that we're all experiencing here in the country, on the planet, and maybe even out of the planet if we've seen some of those things from the James Webb telescope. Randy, thanks for joining us today with our talk.
Thanks for the invite.
You're very welcome. Randy Kritkowski has a show, Indigenous Perspectives, that runs on the fourth Thursday each month here on HealthyLife.net. It's 12 noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time. And Randy's joining us today to kind of offer his insight with some of the work he does, his background on what we can do to kind of navigate these interesting times.
So maybe I should just remind listeners that, you know, I am a tribal member, Potawatomi enrolled tribal member. You know, like many people who are Native Americans legally, you know, I'm probably not your classic spitting image of the Hollywood actor who, you know, played the role of an Indian in a movie and who was actually an Italian actor. But to get to the point, you know, I've discovered in the last 5 to 7 years, you know, my Native American heritage. It was always sort of subterranean, rumbling in the background, but it burst forth, and it's given me an enormous amount of hope, even in these very difficult times. And, you know, I routinely deal with issues like climate change. That's part of the full-time job I used to have as an environmental organization executive. So I'm not naive about what we're up against, but I think if there's any message I want to deliver today, it's that there's reason to be hopeful as opposed to being, you know, feeling defeated and helpless.
Yeah, I think with climate change, there's still one side of the room that thinks the planet's been going through changes for billions of years, and there's another side of the room with maybe some data going, well, it has been changing, but these new changes are quite alarming, and we haven't faced some of the climate change that we're facing now in the last couple years for sure, and the last 10 or 20 years, you know, in many people's recent memory. So it's definitely something that may or may not have been happening for billions of years. I wasn't here. I've only been here since the late 60s or what have you. But I think it's something I think even some of the doubters or people that were saying it necessarily wasn't here, the evidence is really startling in the amount that's really here. And it's time to really get on the same page.
Yeah, the challenge for me as an Indigenous person is not so much trying to change the minds of climate change deniers. That's a really difficult task. The challenge that, you know, I'm facing up to and trying to work on is within the community of people who are not deniers, you know, who are open to the seriousness of the threat that we're dealing with, is within that community, there are a lot of people just throwing up their hands, and I won't use the words they use. I think we've all heard them multiple times over the coffee table.
Right.
Basically saying, you know, we're doomed to extinction. There's nothing we can do to fix it. Mother Nature is punishing us. And I just want to say that from a Native American perspective, which is a little bit longer than the last 20 or 30 years that we've been thinking about this issue, as you said, climate change has been coming and going for a long time, and we came to this hemisphere during an ice age, and we've experienced climate change by being forced very often from woodland forests, where my ancestors came from, and, you know, being forced westward into the prairie and eventually into, you know, the arid Southwest. So we know all about climate change, and we know that it's painful, but we can endure it and we can adapt. And more importantly, I think we have enough faith and confidence in Mother Earth to realize that she is trying to heal. And what we need to do is cooperate in that healing process. You know, she's not punishing us, which I often hear. You know, she's actually extending a helping hand, you know, and I see evidence of it every day in things large and small. And people are so relieved to hear that message, you know, to hear that we aren't necessarily relegated to the trash bin. You know, it's not over and done with.
Yeah, absolutely. There's certainly always hope as long as we, you know, keep that hope alive. And there are a lot of people who just feel we're at the 11th hour, 58th minutes and, you know, just bring on the doomsday party, which I'm not ready to hit the doomsday button. You know, we have a lot of opportunities to change things. You know, might not be comfortable in what we do to contribute to maybe doing our small part, but I think if we all start small in our circle of people, our communities, you know, we can make changes, whether it's in your home, your town, your even your city block or, you know, communities, and it could have a residual effect. So I think by leading by example and doing, you know, some changes that way is the best way to really kind of move forward instead of going out and convincing someone and maybe grabbing a club from the Stone Age that, you know, was there at the Ice Age or whatever and beating people over the head. That doesn't work. So how are some of the ways you're able to bring the need for change or lead by example for some change with that, Randy?
Well, astonishingly, the most productive thing that I find myself doing in our radio show and in my writing is giving permission to people to have a spiritual connection with Mother Earth. And I'm talking to everybody from, you know, hard-nosed scientists, you know, who are ecologists and biologists to, you know, the person in the street who simply is kind of curious about this Native American spiritual connection to nature. And what I do is I simply tell them stories, you know, that have happened to me in my life. Right? And the one that's most immediately available today, because I'm working on a sculpture to commemorate it, is a garden that I planted, a Native American Vermont corn and squash garden in my front yard. And when I did it, a few days later, the most incredible thing happened. You know, I looked out the window during one of those rainstorms in the front yard and it's, you know, in the backyard, it's sunny. And there was a rainbow that came down and touched the ground right where we had planted the garden. And I didn't know rainbows could do that. And fortunately, I had a witness so people won't accuse me of hallucinating or making stories. So, you know, I thought, my gosh, you know, somebody's sending us a message. You know, this is like heaven touching earth saying, you know, there's hope. You know, there's a pot of maybe not gold, but there's a pot of hope and growth and renewal at the end of the rainbow. Well, that's not the end of the story. About 3 months later, we had another sun shower, as we called them. I looked out the window thinking, I wonder if this is ever going to happen again. Lo and behold, the rainbow touched the ground in the same place. Again, I had a witness. So, you know, I was actually perplexed. I was shaken. And then when it happened the third time, again, I had a witness. I have to say I was completely blown away. Wow. But I got the message, and the message was Mother Earth sending a message, which is, how many times do we have to tell you there are connections that are deeper and more hopeful and wonderful than most of the time you take the time in your own life to recognize. So when I tell people this, they, you know, they'll say something like, I've had experiences like that, but if I tell my family, they'll think I'm nuts. Or if they're a scientist, they'll say, if I write about that, I'm out of the profession. We can't do that. So I feel my work is giving the American public and public across the world that listens to our show the chance and the opportunity to have those kinds of connections. They are going to be what keep us going in these difficult times.
That's, I get goosebumps just hearing that. I mean, obviously planting a garden is a great thing, a great way to get back in touch with nature and, you know, in these times, save a little bit of money on growing some fresh organic, vegetables or what have you. But, seeing something like that three times, if that's not a complete message from spirits, you know, to really put an emphasis on what you're doing and remind us. Maybe we need to take more time, think from the heart and, you know, think about Mother Earth and the planet when we do some of these things and think, for the future, how it could be affecting, you know, issues like climate change. Are we doing something that's going to help or hurt the planet? And if it's going to hurt the planet, maybe we should think again before we, you know, proceed with doing that, whether that's I don't know if that's the kind of car you drive, you know, other things you use, you know, to heat the house and stuff like that. There's obviously a lot of things that we really don't have time for today. Randy, I want to thank you so much for joining us on these quick bit and offering some tips and hints and solutions to climate change and many of the other things we're doing positive. And getting out to nature, I think, is certainly a great tip for all of us, but getting out there with intention, you know, and becoming one of Mother Earth, possibly. Is that a good way to kind of take it away?
That is. And I have to say, your show and your theme, you know, on the positive side, you know, is something we hearken back to frequently because we have to remind ourselves as well. Love the work you're doing. Keep it up.
Thank you very much, Randy. And again, you can hear Indigenous Perspectives. It's available 24/7 on podcast on demand here at healthylife.net. And the next show will be coming up on, the 28th. Is your next show or is it the 26th? It's 2 weeks. It's the fourth Thursday each and every month, and it's 12 noon Eastern time, 9 a.m. Pacific time. And so happy to have you and all the work that Carolyn does with the show as well. Randy Krukowski, thanks for joining us on HealthyLife.net today for these talks.
Miigwech. Thank you.